The Sky on Fire by Jen Lyons. Read by Lauren Fortgang.
Prologue. The dragon's roar stopped all conversation. 100 people had been engrossed in feasting, drinking, and celebration, but at that sound, 100 hearts stopped, and 100 heads tilted up. The banquet hall fell silent, save for glasses and dinnerware rattling against each other. A few seconds later, the stone building shuddered as if someone had dropped an enormous weight upon the highest ridge, an unwise architectural addition foreshadowing catastrophic collapse. More than one guest uttered a prayer to Ioannis. Plaster dust drifted down onto uncovered dishes and into open mouths. The mayor's wife kept enough presence of mind to check the building's warding plates. They appeared intact. This wasn't an enchantment failure. Inscriptions could only do so much against forces outside their tolerances. Enormous dragons landing on the roof, for example.
"I thought Aldegon was nesting,"
the mayor whispered. To which his wife replied,
"She is."
The mayor motioned for a city guardsman to investigate. A dragon's roar might be common enough in Crystal Spire, but to land on a roof without warning or introduction was not. That guard hadn't taken more than 5 steps when the front doors swung open with a thunderous boom. Chill night air swept in, making the candles gutter. A dragon rider walked inside. He wore a blue-gray leather tunic over darker gray trousers tucked into long black boots. Silver clouds embossed his bracers, embroidered his mantle. A hematite and silver hairpin held back long black hair. A matching collar encircled his neck. He appeared young, although that meant little. A dragon rider's bond with their dragon caused changes few outsiders could even comprehend. Silence again fell upon the hall. The dragon rider's lips curled in a smile as he took in everyone's shock.
"Now, now," he proclaimed, spreading his arms wide. "Why the long faces? Are we not having a party? This is a celebration."
He picked up a wide-eyed man's glass of wine as he passed a side table. The dragon rider sniffed it, wrinkled his nose, and set it back down again.
"Only, what are we celebrating?"
The mayor stood and bowed.
"My son's 15th birthday, honored rider. I am Mayor Aiden E. Dorel. This is my wife, Belseor Dorel. And our only child, Gwydinian. Had we known to expect you..."
E. Dorel reconsidered his next words.
"Please forgive our oversight, honored rider. You are welcome to share our table."
The boy, Gwydinian, appeared so much like a younger, rounder-cheeked version of his father that there could be no question of his paternity. He all but vibrated with excitement as he leaned forward across the table.
"What's the name of your dragon?" Gwydinian asked. "Are you here to take me to..."
The boy's mother grabbed his arm in a claw-like grip and dragged him back down again.
"Silence,"
she hissed. The boy's eyes widened in shock. Mayor E. Dorel's smile thinned, but he ignored his wife and son in favor of giving the dragon rider a second bow.
"Please forgive my son's enthusiasm, honored rider. He is overeager to begin his training."
"Oh? He's a candidate?"
The dragon rider's gaze turned calculating.
"Congratulations on both your choosing and your birthday. Have you ever ridden a dragon, I wonder? I know a few."
Before the mayor's son could stammer out an answer, the dragon rider turned back to the boy's father.
"I imagine he'll know a few himself soon enough."
Something ugly flickered behind his eyes.
"If he lives."
Before the mayor could respond, the rider swung out his arms again to encompass the hall and tilted his head. A bow, if observers felt generous, an insult if not.
"I am Jaime Fillane, rider of the dragon Tiendramos of Yagrahai."
He pointed a finger toward the ceiling in case any might be obtuse enough to miss the importance of that second introduction.
"Tiendramos would say hello himself, but this is meant..."